Hi, this is Bill Satterlee welcoming you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to kick off this hour with a big band sound. It's not a working band. It features J.J. Johnson, and the name of the CD is Let's Hang Out. The name of the tune is It Never Entered My Mind, and it features, among others, Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Ralph Moore on tenor, Jimmy Heath on tenor, Stanley Cowell on piano. So let's listen to their rendition of It Never Entered My Mind.
Thank you.
A beautiful ballad, You Never Entered My Mind, featuring J.J. Johnson on trombone solo, along with a bigger band sound from a CD entitled Let's Hang Out.
Well, here in the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz tonight, I have enough material that I'm going to continue my salute to the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band, that great band that Terry put together in from about 1959 to 61. All these tracks are taken live from clubs in Hollywood. This group played together on usually every Monday night. They were busy in the Hollywood studios during the day making the Good Bunny. And, of course, they were all jazz musicians, and so they liked to get together one night a week and play all of these great jazz charts. I'm going to kick it off with another arrangement and composition by Bill Holman, called Evil Eyes, and on this particular track we have solos by Pete Jolly on piano, Bill Holman on tenor sax, Joe Cadena on trombone, Joe Maney on alto, Max Bennett on bass. Let's listen to Bill Holman's arrangement and composition of Evil Eyes. Thank you. the Terry Gibbs Big Band, the Dream Band, live. It was from a club in Hollywood called the Seville, cut in around 1959. And Bill Holman arrangement, Bill Holman composition. Some fine piano work there by Pete Jolly, and the alto sax work there was by Joe Maney.
I want to play something by Shelly Mann and His Men. And the name of the album and the CD, particular tune is You and the Night in the Music, featuring Shelly on drums, Bob Anavolts on trombone, Art Pepper alto, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Jimmy Giuffre baritone, Marty Page piano, Curtis Counts bass. It's arranged by Bill Russo. You and the Night in the Music. Dedicated to this, our listeners, You the Night in the Music.
That's for sure. Well, back in the 30s, Benny Moten had a great swinging band out of Kansas City, and he wrote a song called Moten Swing. It kind of became the theme song of all the Kansas City big bands, and when Benny passed on, Count Basie took over the band. That was kind of the theme song of the Count Basie band before 1 o'clock jump. And so we're going to do a version of that particular tune by the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band. I think Terry Gibbs has a solo on vibes all the way through this track, and this is a swinging Manny album arrangement of Moten Swing.
Thank you.
All right, that was Terry Gibbs' Dream Big Band doing Benny Moulton's classic composition from the 1930s. It was also taken over by Count Basie later after Benny passed on. That was Terry Gibbs on Vibes All the Way doing a Manny album arrangement.
Well, I would play something by guitarist Barney Kessel doing a George Shearing tune, Lullaby of Birdland, which features Kessel on guitar, Bud Shank flute, Arnold Ross on piano, Harry Babbis in bass, and Shelly Mann in drums. Lullaby of Birdland. Lullaby of Birdland featuring Barney Kessel on guitar.
Next up is something by the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band from a contemporary album cut in November of 61, live at the Summit in Hollywood in November of 61. And this is an album that included a composition called T&S, and it was written by Shorty Rogers and Terry Gibbs. I think the T must have been Terry and S must have been Shorty. That would be my wildest guess.
Pretty good.
And it was arranged by Shorty Rogers. And I think we're going to hear primarily from Terry Gibbs on Vibes on this particular track. So let's listen to the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band doing T&S. Fantastic arrangement of a composition written by Terry Gibbs and Shorty Rogers called TNS. That was the Terry Gibbs All-Star Dream Band from the Summit in 1961, a club in Hollywood that was very, very live.
We rarely play any tunes by Lenny Niehaus, who's an alto saxophonist. But this particular cut features him on alto, Jack Montrose on tenor, Bob Gordon trumpet, Money Budwig bass, Shelly Man drums. The quintet is going to do a tune entitled Day by Day. Day featuring Lenny Niehaus.
Here's another composition that was a collaboration of Terry Gibbs and Shorty Rogers called Summit Blues. Again, it's arranged by Shorty Rogers, and Terry Gibbs has most of the solo work on this track. This is, of course, the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band live at the Summit in Hollywood in January of 61. Let's listen to Summit Blues.
Thank you.
a little swinger that was written by Terry Gibbs and Shorty Rogers called The Summit Blues, arranged by Shorty Rogers. Great solo work there by Terry Gibbs in front of his all-star dream band.
I'm going to complete my portion of tonight's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to play a Harold Land band playing a tune entitled Grooveyard, featuring Harold on tenor, Ralph Erickson on trumpet, Carl Perkins piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Frank Butler drums. Grooveyland. That was, Harold Land Grooveyard.
This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we think we brought you some fine modern mainstream jazz, and we do this every Sunday night from 9 to 11 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday night and every Sunday night. And I'm going to close out my salute to the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band with the old Count Basie composition that the Count Basie Band played probably every night for 30 years, 40 years, Jumping at the Woodside. This is a Manny album arrangement. We have Terry Gibbs on vibes. He plays a little bit of two-finger piano, Flory on alto sax, Holman on tenor sax, and Mel Lewis on drums driving him through. Let's listen to Jumping at the Woodside.